I showed him that I had over half the bills we'd committed to already passed.
He just don't have the votes.
The other half.
He doesn't have the guts to admit it.
The other half can't, I may be tired of.
Senate Transportation Committee will please come to order. All members are present. First order of business, Senate Joint Resolution Number 87.
Will we take it up?
This is the Shacklack project.
In the world, my fault.
I'm against it, but I want to bring it up and get rid of it.
You're against it?
I don't drive that road anymore.
We're not coming back over that road anymore.
Senator Ray, I've got some questions if I could ask about it.
Well, ask away.
First of all, I don't understand, have not been involved enough with this thing to know what we're talking about. And in the second, whereas we're talking about $38 million that has been appropriated by Highway Administration, actual construction by Canada. And then it goes on, and I think it's a fourth whereas, about obligation limit. Well, actually, third and fourth. And I don't understand what an obligation limit is.
Obligation limit?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Well, in the third whereas.
What page?
Third, fourth whereas.
What line?
Oh, line.
No, the third whereas.
That's what I said, third and fourth.
Oh, I'm
obligation.
Obligation.
23.
I don't know what an obligation limit is.
That means.
Bottom line question is, how does this affect our
federal money? This is the obligation limits are in the Federal Highway Administration means that they have to spend monies on certain facets the federal highway says. And some of those things are not compatible to Alaska. So if we don't spend them on that, we don't get them. So we're saying we would like to take the money that we would spend on some other thing and use it for this. Is that fair enough?
Our state federal aid money to go to this?
Some of the money that the federal highway appropriates for three or four different things, like highway safety, freeway construction, off ramps, circles, and stuff like that, where we don't use that money. They have contingencies on it. You have to use it only for that, or you don't get it.
Who slipped you this idea?
This is the governor's.
He promised to let go of whatever you had as his.
They want to pay the road from Haines to the border.
Yes.
And I want to tear up the road from the border all the way to at least Glen Allen and try to start using a good gravel road. That thing is, the pavement isn't holding in there, it's just terrible. We got to put paving and stuff. But you want to move this thing or not?
If you'd like to move it, okay. If you don't,
it's just a resolution.
It's just a resolution asking to do this.
This may answer your question. Where it says not more than $36 million. Is that what I understand it to say? Not to exceed $36 million?
I don't know.
You don't want to pay the Canadian highways.
Not if we use federal aid money that's we can use in the state.
Okay.
Do you think that's what he wants to do? Yeah, apparently he wants to use our money to federal money to pave that road.
Well, I got another question, Mr. Chair. Yes. Okay, in the second whereas, it says that they've already appropriated $38 million.
Right.
Then down in the start of 925, it says it's not going to cost more than $36 million, or is that $36 million on top of the $38 million? $59 million that they need. And then I have the same question that Senator Gillman has on the be it resolved clause, that we fully support the use of a portion federal aid highway funds for this project, and I don't have any assurance that these funds aren't being used elsewhere in the state.
Okay. If they aren't, then I have a problem. Even if they are, I have no problems with it because I don't have any roads in my district, but I think a few others might have problems.
We're going to build one in your district.
He's got one. He's got one from the top of the goddamn airport all the way down to the river.
Uh-huh. That's not a secondary road, though.
You want a bridge? Oh, that's a road.
Uh-huh. You don't care about that.
No, you named my bridge.
Asshole.
I beg your pardon?
I held it for 2 months.
Sorry.
I held it for 2 months.
Say what?
You 2 minute gap on the thing.
What's the committee's pleasure? I will guarantee that I will have all of the answers for the committee.
Move out without recommendation.
Move without individual recommendation.
Okay. Do you object to that, Senator Gilman?
No, I don't object to Senator.
What's your turn? Sorry, I'll tell Fox.
How many do pass?
Put your hand up there, right?
I'm not going to go do pass on it.
I moved it out. You got to do pass.
I did the move.
Senator's got to do pass.
You don't have to run this year. You can run
that. The two would be fast.
You just see, taking all the money you're winning.
Well, I can see. I didn't say I was going to vote for it. This was finance. I wouldn't be able to do
pass. You have to amend it.
Yeah, right.
Do what pass if amended?
No, but I said if it came out of finance and I said I need to do pass, I'd have to. That's how some rotten bill passed the other day.
Oh, my God.
I'll have all of the questions for you.
I know.
See, I'm against paving any of it. I don't put do not pass on here. I think they ought to take up that pavement, most of the Alaska pavement, and go to the dirt roads. They can't maintain it, can't afford it, and they don't have a road bed good enough to maintain it, that pavement.
With the gag of
why don't you hit that gallon and turn that off?
Are you through?
Have a